You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. The Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana will present two comedies this summer, one of them, The Full Monty, the musical. We heard an excerpt there of the overture to that comedy. It opens next Thursday, June 11th. The second is Absurd Person Singular. It will open July 23rd. For a sneak peek at the two productions, we turn to Joy Hofsommer and Michael Matthews. Joy teaches acting and theater classes at Parkland College and Illinois Wesleyan University. She's been a member of the Celebration Company at the Station Theater for 10 years. She's directing Absurd Person Singular. Michael Matthews teaches English and theater at Rantoul Township High School. He performs each week with an improv comedy troupe, the Abe Froman Project, and he is the founder of the Improv Mafia at Illinois State University. Michael is directing The Full Monty, the musical. Welcome to the two of you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Well, as The Full Monty, the musical, opens next week, let's begin there. Is this show an adaptation of the British movie?
It's a surprisingly faithful adaptation in many respects, which gives a number of stage headaches, including a huge number of locations and a large number of characters. But if you've seen the movie, you know what the play is going to be like, except that all the songs are original.
Okay, give us a sense of the plot line.
Well, we moved it over. They moved it over to Buffalo, New York, where the steel mills in the last 18 months have gone out of business, and so you have a lot of men who've been out of work for quite a while. And in particular, most of the main characters, they've not accepted other jobs because they feel it's beneath them, including one who's been lying to his wife about going into work each day for the last year and a half. And there is a Chippendale show that the women go nuts for, and they decide, figuratively speaking, and they decide that if they were to do a similar thing with a bunch of guys from home, that they could make enough money to get like one big score of $50,000, which divided by six is going to help for a little bit, but isn't going to change their lives.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They come together and kind of regain the kind of self-respect and what they've lost in their relationships over the last year and a half.
Okay, and there's a character in the show called whose name is Jeanette. Who is she?
Jeanette's actually new to the musical. She's not actually in the show or in the movie. When they show up to do the auditions, there's this older woman who's done a lot of Broadway and a lot of played with Frank Sinatra and a lot of like the old the Alps, like played the Appalachians. That she just shows up with a piano. And since she seems to know what they're doing, they go ahead and keep her.
Okay. Well, one of the tunes from the show, Jeanette's showbiz number, will give listeners an idea of what an uphill quest this is for everyone. So let's just play a little bit of that.
This gig's an echo of that time with Buddy Greco, when we did the Desert Inn in 59. The dancing girls were clunky, the drummer was a junkie, but we pulled the act together and we killed them every time. That having been said, frankly, I think that things are worse here. That guy in his head are gonna need some kind of nurse here. It's like a friggin' curse here. Things could be better. Us assuming it's the truth. Things could be better around here. It's an attitude problem. Seen in a minute.
What an uphill struggle it's going to be to get these guys in shape for opening night.
Well, they're not so much in shape, and that's part of the point.
Yeah, I think there's a line in the tune about it being a showbiz mausoleum or something like that.
They mean well, and that's what's important.
Yeah, yeah. They come through. What would you like to say about the cast?
We've discovered, and I've talked with some friends about this recently, I've never had a main group of six people who have been so willing to work, so easy to work with, and so happy to kind of be doing it. And I was talking with one of them about this, and he's like, well, there's a lot of pressure on us. I'm like, of course, you guys are carrying the show. He's like, no, we're naked at the end of the show, so everything else has to be perfect. So I'm considering using a lot more nudity just to help spur morale.
any nudity, Joy, in Absurd Person Singular?
No, there isn't. We don't have that going for us. We do have a very, very funny script, so we've got that.
Now, it's a comedy, but I read a description of it, and it sounds like it might be a little on the dark side.
Yeah, it is. And I guess part of the funniness of it, part of the humor is just in the absurd misfortunes that befall people or that they are dealing with. And a lot of it is the humor comes in how important people make things that are not so important, you know, like Seinfeld, you know, how they would obsess about certain things and, you know, so. And the fact that it's British comedy, which I think is very funny.
It takes place in like almost like snapshots, right?
Well, it's three Christmases.
Okay.
Three Christmases, three kitchens, three couples. And I'm telling the cast the best things come in threes. So do misfortunes.
Celebrity deaths.
Yeah.
And what's the overall feeling of this piece at the end?
Oh, well, it's a little bit of a class satire, and you have the people who were never expected to do much and didn't get a lot of respect coming out as top dogs.
Okay. So it sounds like both of these comedies are just ripe for the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How does these vignettes, if you will, of three Christmases, three kitchens, three couples, how does that unfold on the stage? Is that a challenge?
Yes. And it's going to be right now is a big challenge for our set designer as he's trying to figure out how to, we're building a unit kitchen, and then he's going to be figuring out how to change cabinet doors and put up a screen here, a curtain there, and redress. We have a great props person who will help dress each kitchen completely differently.
Yeah. Now, there's not a lot of time between the close of the full Monty.
No, we don't. We don't get much of a turnover.
Absurd person singular.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tall order, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to be pushing it.
Now, have you begun working? Are you in rehearsal?
A read-through,
mm-hmm.
and we start rehearsal on the 16th, full force.
Okay, both shows, I'm thinking, appropriate for mature audiences?
I would say the full Monty's probably, at the end, you're aware the nudity has happened on stage. They're not the lights should keep it from actually seeing people flapping in the wind. I'd probably PG-13 beyond that.
And ours, there's no language issues. This sounds worse than it is, but there's a very, very funny sequence of a woman who's trying to do away with herself, and everyone thinks she's trying to clean the oven or trying to change a light bulb or trying that's the only sort of thing that might be a little more mature, but it's very funny, and the humor might be a little above elementary school
PG-13
again.
How do we get tickets?
You can call the Station Theater, 384-4000.
That's it.
And leave a reservation for the tickets. And I believe I took out the piece of paper I wrote the prices down on.
Oh, good, because I ran home looking to see if I could find them. We have
out of the wallet it comes. Oh,
we were.
I had it yesterday.
We were told seriously to remember to bring this. All right, as you're trying to remember that, I will. Talk about how to leave a reservation.
Yeah.
384-4000. What you do is you call up. We're all volunteer groups, so unless you happen to catch us in rehearsal or working on the set or something, we don't have someone who answers the phones.
Okay.
But you leave your party number, the date that you want to come, your phone number, and that looks right. If there's an issue or a problem, we will call you back, but we don't call you back. Otherwise, we'll just write you down.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure this is actually the prices, and this is from memory. I believe it is $8 on Wednesdays
and
Sundays.
Sundays,
$10 on
Thursday.
That's Thursday, not Thursday. And Thursdays, and then $15 on Friday, Saturday. I believe that's the price.
Okay, no doubt when you call and leave your name to make a reservation, there'll be information there.
811-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there. Those are roughly the prices.
Pretty affordable, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay.